We read today that the bugler who played taps at President John F. Kennedy's burial ceremony has died. Keith Clark was 74.
On November 25, 1963, Clark was a sergeant in the U.S. Army Band. Sergeant Clark will be remembered for one wrong note he hit that day as the world listened to the proceedings at Arlington National Cemetery.
It was a cold, rainy day. Mr. Clark waited outside for 3 hours. He was to play taps after a 21-gun salute.
Those guns going off deafened the sergeant. The noise and the cold weather caught up to him on the sixth note.
It was wrong, but maybe it was just right. One person who thinks Keith Clark's performance of Taps captured the spirit of the day is Arlington Cemetery historian Tom Sherlock. He says, after all, the nation had suffered through a presidential assassination just 3 days before, and musical perfection was beside the point.
To me, it's not that it was played wrongly. It was just a reflection of the tension. And I don't mean the superficial tension of a bugler having to perform in front of millions of people, although that would be way beyond any pressure I can imagine, but the pressure of the world in this terrible moment. It was almost like it was the right thing to do. It's when a speech is well delivered and a voice cracks because it's an emotional time. It's what should happen. And in that way, it almost personalized it, and it made it immortal.
Arlington National Cemetery historian Tom Sherlock speaking last year about Taps as played by Army Sergeant Keith Clark at the burial ceremony of President Kennedy in 1963. Sergeant Clark died at age 74 last week in Florida.